From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Investors will be watching today's report on unemployment in the U.S. Economists are expecting the jobless rate to remain where it's been all year, at 9.7%. President Obama says he'll have something to say about the April jobless numbers later this morning. Analysts say the Labor Department report will likely show the economy adding jobs, perhaps as many as 200,000. Stocks in Asia dropped today following yesterday's sharp sell-off on Wall Street. Investors continue to be rattled by worries that the Greek debt crisis will spread to other countries in Europe. As financial overhaul legislation makes its way through amendments in the Senate, Republicans took their first shot at making major changes to the proposed Consumer Financial Protection Agency. But as NPR's Audie Cornish reports, the effort failed on a vote of 38-21.
The Republicans pitched an alternative that would put the consumer division under the FDIC and allow that banking regulator veto power over the Bureau's rules. The Democrats' bill would create a similar agency in the Federal Reserve, but it would have its own budget, presidentially appointed chief, and some rule-writing ability. That's too much, says GOP Senator Richard Shelby.
It can do whatever it wants, whenever it wants, without any supervision or real check on its authority.
Amendment proposals are on the way that would exempt car dealers and other industries from the Bureau's oversight, as are amendments that would try and prevent states from getting the power to enforce tougher consumer rules than national regulators. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Voting in Britain leaves a hung parliament for the first time in more than 30 years, with no single party commanding a majority of lawmakers in the House of Commons. But as Larry Miller reports from London, there are hints emerging about the kind of deal that could be linked to the creation of a coalition government.
This election gave Britain's Conservatives the most members of parliament, but they still need more in their corner. That support could come from the Liberal Democrats in exchange for reforming Britain's electoral system, Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg.
And that is why I think it is now for the Conservative Party to prove that it is capable of seeking to govern in the national interest.
Clegg hinted what it would take to back the Conservatives.
This election campaign has made it abundantly clear that our electoral system is broken. It simply doesn't reflect the hopes and aspirations of the British people.
The Liberal Democrats want proportional representation, which would boost their parliamentary influence. The Conservatives have been reluctant to entertain such a change, but with the keys to Downing Street as the carrot, they could be reconsidering. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
That large containment box is still inching its way to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, where oil has been spilling for more than 2 weeks. Crews have been lowering it since yesterday. This is NPR News from Washington. U.S. law enforcement agencies continue to coordinate with Pakistani authorities to assess what failed Times Square bombing suspect Faisal Shahzad is telling investigators. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Islamabad reports the Pakistan Taliban deny any connection with the bid to attack New York City.
Local media reports say that Pakistani authorities have taken Faisal Shahzad's father, retired Air Vice Marshal Baharul Haq, into questioning, but that could not yet be independently confirmed. The spokesman for the Pakistan Taliban, or TTP, meanwhile, has praised the Times Square plot, but denied that his organization is in any way connected to Faisal Shahzad. "We do not know him. We did not train him," the militant spokesman is quoted as saying. U.S. investigators say that Shahzad has admitted receiving explosives training in the Pakistani region of Waziristan. The area along the Afghan border is a haven for the TTP and other Islamist extremist groups, which experts say are becoming difficult to distinguish one from another. To date, no Pakistani militant group has launched a successful attack against the United States. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is back home after wrapping up a secretive 5-day trip to China. The official Xinhua news agency says the talks between Kim and top Chinese officials stressed the importance of nuclear disarmament talks. However, no date was set for North Korea to rejoin six-party discussions, which have gone nowhere since December of 2008. State TV in China aired video of Kim meeting with Chinese President Hu Jintao and the country's premier, and Kim touring a biotech firm. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.